All right. How are you guys doing out there this afternoon? We're all hot together. First tune we're going to do up here is going to honor my personal guitar hero, probably yours too, Doc Watson. Here's one that he recorded over in Nashville, Tennessee with a bunch of the Hotshot session guys. It's called "The Train That Carried My Girl From Town."
Thank you. Portion of the show.
This is our third year of doing the tribute set, and we're putting everything together this year, and then just backstage it dawned on us that we had not managed to say our thanks to Johnny Cash in any meaningful way. Embarrassing but true. And so we started looking around, see who we could corral, and we found some folks having catering back here, which is very good catering, as you can imagine. But we interrupted them and we asked them if they happen to know any Johnny Cash, and could we at the last minute get them to come up here and just get up on the wire with us and see if we could knock out something for John and June, right? So they said yes, and they finished their lunch and they washed up, and here they are ready to go. So please welcome to the stage Johnny Swim.
Y'all doing all right?
Champagne, Reno, just
I'm good.
To Jackson, don't mess around.
Stage, young man from Bandera, Texas, please make welcome Mr. Robert Earl Keane.
Hang my head. I lost my life.
said that that was one of Warren Hellman's favorite songs. And Robert had a chance to do it with Warren many times, and that's why he's here today. Okay, so this last year saw the unfortunate passing of someone that was a friend of a lot of folks on this stage and one of the best songwriters that ever existed, Jesse Winchester. And it would be remiss of us to not pay tribute to Jesse here. And this next song is one of his best songs, and the fellow that we've got coming up here to sing it for you, I would say now does the definitive version. So this is, I'll let you introduce it, Mr. Buddy Miller.
It's a song called A Showman's Life. This is Winchester, just have to leave. Get to the heart of the matter. The notion at all. Of a showman's life, nobody told me about this part. They told me all about the pretty girls and the wine and the money and the good times. No mention of all the
I've known it, but nobody told me. about this part.
Jesse Winchester song.
Pay tribute to a man who really brought the music up to date. He kept the old sounds going and expanded it and made it ready for us to keep going. Talk about John Hartford. Let's hear it from John Hartford, the man in the derby hat and the best. And here's a song that he sang and is directly responsible for a lot of people quitting their day jobs. It's called Tall Buildings. For the assist there. Called an audible here on the banjo stage.
We're going to get some of Warren's family to come out and join us on this next tune, The Brothers Gibb. That's Matt and Frank.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're going to do a tune that our granddad loves to play. This is Foggy Mountain Top.
I'd sail away to the west. I'd sail all around this whole wide world to the girl I love the best. Sail away to the west. I'd sail all around this whole wide world to the girl I love the best. Lonesome time and the good old times, I'm on my way back home.
If I was on some foggy mountaintop, I'd sail away to the west. I'd sail all around this whole wide world to the girl I love the best.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. Let's go, Giants!
Alright, we'd like to twist things up a little bit, throw some surprises in there. A good friend of ours, Mr. Kevin Welsh, is with us today. He's going to come out here from behind me and help us pay tribute to an artist that no doubt influenced many of us, though not in the traditional ways, because there are no more of these guys around as of this year. And so this is a tune from the Ramones. This one goes out to Dawn, wherever she is. Needles and Pins.
Thank you. saw her today. I saw her face. It was a face I love. And I knew I had to run away. Yeah. Get down on my knees and pray. Yeah. That they'd go away. Instead it begins up. Yeah, needles and pins up. Because
to call to the stage a man named Chuck Prophet if he'd come on up. Here we go. We're going to crew into the alternatives, the offshoots of bluegrass. Of course, Buddy Holly would have told you, and Carl Perkins would have told you that rock and roll is just bluegrass sped up a little bit, jazzed up, all the way until you get to Lou Reed, who left us this year. Thank you.
corner, suitcase in my hand. Jackson is close up, Jane is in a vest. Me, I'm in a rock and roll band. Robin us to take a gym. Those were different times. All the poets studied rules of verse, and the ladies, they just rolled their eyes. Sweet Jane, Sweet Jane, Sweet Jane. Now Jack, he is a banker. Jane, she is a clerk. Both of them save their monies when they get home from work. Set by the fire, radio does play a little classical music for y'all. It's the march of the wooden soldiers.
Sweet Jane,
Chuck Promise.
Been here at every single Heartless Trip with Bluegrass since the first one. Emmy Lumaris, y'all. My pal Colleen over here. Sorry, I got to turn myself on here. This little device. Let me see. Hello, hello, hello. Technology. Oh, there I am. All right. What happened? It's warm. I think I am. I recognize you people. Well, we're here, this is where we're honoring the masters, and of course, masters, and I guess it's okay to call a woman a master, because certainly Hazel Dickens was actually one of the real reasons that Warren even put this whole festival together. He loved her so much, and she was just what we say down south, she was as real as dirt. I mean, her voice was so real and honest from the coal mines up there in West Virginia. And we were all honored to know her and perform with her. In fact, she did a song with Alice Seeger years ago that I just blatantly stole, put on a record. I think I need a little more of my guitar. Song that Utah Phillips wrote, but really she and Alice made it their own. But we're gonna do it for you. Colleen and I are gonna try to do it for you. Here, it's called Green Rolling Hills.
Oh, the green rolling hills of West Virginia are the nearest thing to heaven that I know. Oh, the times are sad and dreary, and I cannot linger here. They'll keep me and never let me go. My daddy said, don't ever be a miner, for a miner's grave is all you'll ever. Thank you.
I'll go back to West Virginia, to the green rolling hills I love so well. Yes, someday I'll go home, and I know I'll ride through. These troubled times will follow me no more. Yes, someday I'll go home, and I know I'll ride through. These troubled times will follow me no more.
Hazel Dickens, long live Butoh Phillips, long live Warren Hellman. Long live us all, folks. Make the best while the sun is shining, that's what I say.
Our next guest has made a huge name for himself in country music, but I know he comes from the bluegrass world because I saw him a long time ago picking the banjo at a banjo contest. Do you remember that? Yep, I think that I was happy to win first place that day. I think that Country Vince might have come in second on the banjo. We're going to get him to pick a little guitar and sing a tune for you. Please make a welcome, that's Vince Gill.
Say hey. Follow you, boys.
event. We manage somehow to mix this set up every year and do different material. And out of 3 years, this is the only song that we've chosen to repeat. Kind of because after doing it one time, you can't imagine not doing it again. So we're bringing out our good friend, Mr. Peter Rowan. From the Brian Sutton on guitar. He's going to give you a little Doc Watson morning.
And the city lights are glistening out across the bay. Well, I think about Doc Watson and I pick up my guitar to play. 'Cause it's a Doc Watson morning, guitar picking kind of day. Now Doc's real name was Arthel. He played electrical guitar. The beauty of his melodies were known both near and far. Somewhere in the 60s, Doc picked up that V18. Started picking them homespun tunes, clear water from a mountain stream. So I pick up my old guitar and I start to play. It's a Doc Watson morning, hardly strictly bluegrass kind of day. Tennessee stud and the Black Mountain blues. He left a legacy for me and for you. The sweetest song I ever heard him sing was with Miss Rosalie. Oh, my darling. Oh, my darling. As you take your long journey in Deep Gap, North Carolina, some folks up there might say, hey, it's a Doc Watson morning, big guitar picking kind of. A Doc Watson morning, D18, guitar picking kind of. Doc Watson morning, D18, guitar picking. Kind of day. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you, folks. Have a wonderful day.
I want to pay tribute to both Woody Guthrie and Steve Earle. Well, not we're going to pay tribute to Steve Earle, too, but we're going to pay tribute to Pete Seeger, who passed recently. And, you know, a lot of us really wouldn't be here if it weren't for Pete, too. And so here's Steve to tell you all about it.
Pasture before, and I think you'll know what to do, because if we're only going to do one song for Pete, you know what it's going to be. He had a lot of great ones, but this song, you may have learned this song, maybe not so much in this municipality, but around the country, people learned this song, and a lot of the best verses were left out of it. It got sanitized along the way, and we're going to make sure we sing all of those verses here today. So. Everybody'll think you're Republicans. And if you are Republicans, everybody'll know you were here. One, two, three. Yeah.
writes to Johnny. Johnny can't come home. Johnny can't come home, boy. Johnny can't come home. Papa writes to Johnny. Johnny can't come home. He's been on a chain gang too long.
Lost all my money, but a $2 bill, boys, $2 bill. Lost all my money, but a $2 bill. I'm on my mom's dirty home.
Lost all my money, but a
$2 bill, boys, $2 bill. I've lost all my money, but a $2 bill. I'm on my mom's dirty home.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Peter. Come on, Brian. Brian Sutton, Allison Brown, Brian Lawrence, Christian Selmayr. Thank you all.
Let's keep it going, y'all.
Holler, Alma, Holler, a tribute to the Masters. Performed by Masters in the present, and with Hannah there, we have Masters for the future. We'll keep the tradition rolling on. As long as you come here, we'll give you good music. Is that a deal or what?